A tall, older man got off the train. He had grey hair, cut very short, and a small, tidy moustache. He looked like an old soldier. Vera introduced herself and Lombard, and the new arrival's eyes rested on Lombard.
A good-looking man, he thought, but there's something a little unpleasant about him.
Vera, Lombard and General MacArthur got into the waiting taxi. They drove along country roads until they arrived at the small village of Sticklehaven. From there, they saw Soldier Island for the first time. Vera was surprised that the island wasn't closer to the coast. And she couldn't see a house, only the dark rock. It wasn't a pretty picture. Three people were waiting for them in Sticklehaven. Miss Brent, the judge, and a large man who introduced himself as Mr. Davis from Natal, South Africa.
"Let's go then," he said,
and he called a boatman. The boatman took the group towards a boat that was waiting for them.
"Two more people are coming," he said, "but they're arriving by car. I've had orders from Mr. Owen. He told me not to wait."
"That's a very small boat," said Emily Brent.
"There are a lot of us," added the judge. "Are you sure it can carry us all?"
"It can take twice as many," replied the boatman.
He helped the passengers to climb in. The boat was ready to leave. Then, suddenly, they saw a beautiful car speeding down the hill into the village. It looked too fine to be real. In the colours of the evening light, the young driver also looked too perfect, too wonderful to be an ordinary man. There was, it seemed, nothing ordinary about Anthony Marston. Later, a number of people in the group remembered that time.